Hello, and welcome to the Digital CXO podcast. I'm Amanda Rizzani, and I'm here with Mike Vizard and our special guest, Vladimir Botsvadze. How are you doing today?
Hi, Amanda, and hi, Michael. It is a pleasure to be a guest on your podcast. Many thanks for this invitation.
Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm doing great. You know, I mean, I'm very honored to be at the vanguard of marketing and AI because I currently sit on the advisory board of United States AI Institute. And I'm also a mentor at Techstars. So we are so many heads firing on all cylinders. So I'm delighted to make a positive impact on this business world, you know?
All right. Well, let's start with that particular topic then. Digital transformation has been around in various forms for a while now, and now this AI thing has come to fruition. So what do you think the ultimate impact of AI is going to be on these digital transformation efforts that folks are having? Should we start all over again because, well, it's a whole new ballgame, or is this additive in your mind?
Well, you know, it is nowadays much easier to create better content because of AI. It is dismal that AI has started replacing so many people's jobs. And you know that according to the World Economic Forum, 85 million jobs will be replaced by AI next year. And because I see that nowadays 41% of code on GitHub has been written by AI, which is a tip of the iceberg for coders. And also at the same time, I see that copywriters, marketers, and bloggers are being replaced by generative AI because anyone can create better content. And if writing was not your upside, now writing is your upside because generative AI can put you in a catbird seat because of creation, because it analyzes consumers' data. It allows you to create better content, and I have greatly benefited from AI and its generative powers to create better content. And you know, it's from 2014 to 2022, I built my personal brand without generative AI and all these tools. You know, so I think that our advantage is to build emotional connections with this world, and it's not AI's. Disadvantage is that it can't build emotional connections with the world. So we need to take a step forward. We need to communicate with our consumers. We need to humanize your brand. And social media is all about reactionary business. It is a relation-based marketing. So with generative AI, we can create better content. And I'm also a judge at the Webby Award, and I see and I judge more than top 50 most influential podcasts in the U.S., so I can see that it is a battle for attention nowadays. And, you know, marketing is not all about winning attention. It is all about retaining attention, you know. So what Peter Drucker says that marketing is all about creating customers and retaining customers, you know. So those brands that truly understand lifetime value and retention are going to be the ones who are going to win in the long term, you know.
So what are you seeing from your experience in this area? Where are business leaders failing in this area? And then what are some of the solutions that AI can provide? Can you share some of those tools and creation solutions that they can benefit from?
Yes, Amanda, it is a great question. Thank you. I think nowadays, you know, 52% of companies have disappeared on the Fortune 500 list. Why? Since 2000. Why? 52% of organizations disappeared, you know, because they continued to depend on backward-looking advertising that no longer provided positive ROI, you know. So I think that more than $200 billion are wasted on advertising, you know. And nowadays, big organizations, executives treat social media like they treat TV, outdoor media, magazines. So they send this one-size-fits-all, like a marketing messaging that is disrespectful for the end users across social media channels. And social media, it is a reactionary business. And I believe that it is a best time to build a personal brand because, for example, the most impressive example regarding building a personal brand is Elon Musk, because Elon Musk, you know, Tesla doesn't have an advertising department, and Tesla has depended on the robust personal brand of Elon Musk, whereas competitor Mercedes-Benz spends, for example, $945 per car on advertising. And Tesla nowadays has a higher market value than the rest of traditional automakers because of Elon Musk's personal brand, because he directly communicates with Tesla's owners. You know, I don't think that you remember anybody from Ford, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Porsche, and the rest of automakers where their executives are interested in humanizing their brands and directly communicating with consumers. But Elon Musk is transparent. Elon Musk shares company's updates, product development, everything with Tesla's owners. That's why he created this trust with consumers. And you know that almost every follower is a brand ambassador. They share their Tesla's photos. It spreads like wildfire, and it creates emotional connections, you know, and a robust community. So I believe that community-based marketing is the most effective marketing strategy. And everyone who builds their businesses, they need to bring consumers together. And I think another great example humanizing brand is Emily Weiss, who built Glossier, because Emily Weiss started as a blogger and she was treating blog readers as friends, and her marketing team from Instagram, Facebook, and rest of social media channels were interviewing the biggest fans on their websites. That's why through blogging, Emily turned this startup into a billion-dollar business through blogging and connecting with their consumers and showing gratitude, you know? So, you know, when I also embarked on my Twitter journey, I had zero followers in 2014, but by leaps and bounds through communicating, showing gratitude and building an emotional connection with my followers, I built my community on Twitter. You know, so from 2014 to 2022, I have gone from zero followers to 57,000 followers with sleepless nights, with hard work, content creation, and providing value. Amanda, I think it is very important to provide value, and because majority of brands are transactional, they are oriented on short-term success, short-term ROI. But if you want to win in the long term, we need to provide value, we need to create communities, we need to build emotional connection with our followers, and when there is a will, there is a way, right?
Do you think that a lot of marketing teams are spending a lot of time on the back end, creating collateral, and that's where AI will help, but will they actually therefore spend more time creating that more human touch and engaging more directly with people as the brand ambassador? Because a lot of the times I think marketing people like the distance between themselves and the end customer, and maybe they're not comfortable with that, or do they have to reinvent themselves in some way?
Yeah, because, you know, so many brands nowadays are very far from their consumers, you know, because, you know, social media is a reactionary business. You know, it is human-based marketing, human relationship marketing. You know, you need to humanize it. It should be two-way street rather than one-way street, you know. But so many brands are broadcasters on social media, and whatever they used to send, on traditional marketing channels, on TV, billboards, magazines, they are treating social media like TV, email marketing, and they don't interact with their consumers, you know? So what set me apart is that I'm very interactive with my audience. And I used to, for example, send video messages to my followers for appreciating, retweeting my stuff. And I used to build connections, you know? And if you check out my LinkedIn profile, you will see that I have more than 30 LinkedIn recommendations, more than thousands of endorsements. Why? Because I used to put my heart and soul into building my Twitter community. That's why they rewarded my hard work. They endorsed my skills. They also followed me across other social media channels. So Twitter has had a domino effect on my career path trajectory, because Twitter is like a cocktail party for the business world, where it is easy to connect. It's easy to, it is a Swiss Army knife for business growth nowadays, you know? And I witnessed that so many open-minded people became billionaires through networking on Twitter with no excuses. And the best example is Ryan Graves, who responded to Travis Kalanick, who was building Uber in 2011. They met, they started Uber together, and Ryan Graves became a billionaire because of Twitter networking, you know? So I think I think that internet has democratized opportunity. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you start networking, if you are open-minded, if you surround yourself with smarter people, you become a keynote speaker, you become a mentor, you become an influencer, you become entrepreneur. So I think that anyone can stand a great chance of succeeding in this day and age, you know?
So it sounds like you embrace AI and other technologies, yet at the foundation, it's still the human element. And you feel that many company leaders are forgetting that human element, and it has a broad impact.
Yes, human element. And whoever shows their heart, their smile, their face becomes market leaders, you know, because we are in a streaming economy nowadays. We watch Netflix and we watch no ads. We listen to Spotify and we listen no ads. We Disney Plus, no ads. Amazon Prime, no ads. We listen to audiobooks, no ads. So consumers pay extra not to consume ads, you know? And so 2/3 of marketing is happening without brands and marketers, and consumers tell our stories. So how we can help our consumers tell our stories, you know? How we can help them? Because we need to satisfy. If someone is not satisfied with the product and when they complain on Twitter, we need to listen and respond. Listen and respond, you know? So if those brands neglect and disregard their consumers in the digital age, they are going out of business like Blockbuster, you know?
As you think that through, we see all these kind of AI bots that people are creating, and they're clearly stiff personalities and somewhat robotic. Do those things have a role, or are they counterproductive?
Well, I don't think that it is, as I mentioned, you know, AI can analyze consumers' data. It can optimize even advertising campaigns. It can analyze consumers' behavior. But it is our responsibility and our advantage to build direct communication with consumers, you know. And I believe that there are 8.1 billion people in the world, 5.6 billion mobile users, 5.3 billion internet users, and 5.1 billion social media users. And the question nowadays is, if you don't have online personal brand, how do you stand out in this noisy digital marketplace, you know? So every employee can be a brand ambassador. Every executive needs to have reputation in the digital age. I bootstrapped my business. I did not have millions of dollars to invest in my personal brand building. But you know, when you nowadays the bridge between dream and reality is hard work. So hard work is what can set you apart. And I love what I do. That's why I have been working 16 hours a day in the last 15 years. And nowadays my results speak for themselves, because I humanize my brand. And the market is a decision maker. The market decides what is good and bad. So market decided that Spotify, Uber, Netflix, and the rest of brands are good because they solve consumers' problems, you know?
You mentioned innovators such as Elon Musk. So yes. Thinking about business leaders having an innovative mindset, what are some key takeaways you can give them today?
Yeah, Elon Musk said that if other people work 40-hour work weeks and you work 100-hour work weeks, you will achieve in 4 months what it takes for them a year to achieve. So no excuses. Elon has succeeded. Elon has put his heart and soul into building his ventures. And he used to borrow money for rent in 2008 when he was invested his last dollars into his ventures in Tesla and SpaceX and the rest of companies. So I think that I also invested my last dollar into my website. And when you Google, for example, digital marketing keynote speaker, my website, VladimirBotswadze.com, is ranked number one speaker website on Google. Why? Because of my passion. And it's all about caring about your consumers, creating great content, providing value. And nowadays, I no longer tell my stories because my followers tell my stories. You know, that is the biggest advantage, that I satisfied my consumers, my followers, and word of mouth marketing has driven my success, you know?
So how do you navigate this issue where I get that it should be a person, you want to lead with humanity, But, you know, people quit, they retire, they leave, and so don't I need the brand to be kind of bigger than the person so that the brand carries on no matter who is the spokesperson, as it were?
Yeah, branding is everything these days, Michael, you know, because I think a majority of people are transactional, and I have more than 30,000 followers on LinkedIn, and majority, when they connect with me, they forget to create great content. They send me their sales pitches. And I believe that, salespeople are oriented to short-term success. And if anyone wants to stand out in this noisy digital marketplace, and it is easiest time in the history of mankind to be successful, to create great content, humanize your brand, and directly connect with consumers, you know? So as they say, we need to fish where the fish are, but respect the fish. And consumers, we 60% of consumers expect to be acknowledged by brands, you know, 60%. As, for example, Emily Glossier, Emily Weiss, who built Glossier, one of the top cosmetic brands, you know, she used to treat her blog readers as friends, you know. It is a great example that through blogging, you can build a multi-billion dollar business, you know, through blogging, connecting with consumers, showing gratitude, you know, bringing community together, you know. And I think a great example regarding community is Harley Davidson, that has community, Harley Owners Group, where more than 700,000 riders go to stages to attend festivals together. And what Harley Davidson is doing by organizing these festivals, by bringing community together, you know, it is all about building emotional connections with your followers and with your consumers, you know. So everyone is proud of, having their motorcycles. They choose Harley Davidson, whereas Harley Davidson competitors are oriented on sales, short-term sales. They are sending advertising campaigns. They are selling this. They are selling that. So, as you know, that we are in a streaming economy, and consumers no longer see and believe those ads, you know. And so, I'm sorry, but the only. Only the best deal in advertising is Super Bowl ads, because almost every American watches Super Bowl ads, you know. So I think that in the digital age, it is very important to position yourself as a media company and to become the greatest publisher of information to reinvent your brand constantly, you know.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl ads. That's interesting you mentioned that. I was at a summit last week. And one of the companies was talking about how they used generative AI to create a Super Bowl ad within weeks rather than months. So as a tool, what do you have to say about using AI to create ads and graphics in a quicker time frame?
Well, you know, it is much easier nowadays because, you know, everything is much easier, even creating ads. Writing copies, you know, analyzing consumers' data, personalization, segmentation, much easier nowadays, you know. So I think brands strike while the iron is hot. They make hay while the sun shines, and they capitalize generative AI just to fast track their success for the best possible results, you know. So I think that when those brands congregate at Cannes Advertising Festival, you know, they are proud of their TV commercials, you know, because they don't want to connect with consumers in the digital age. It is a Achilles heel nowadays, Amanda, Achilles heel, you know, big brands, because they are still going even to continue to depend on TV commercials instead of to take those TV outdoor media money and to put into social media, you know. So when I start working with brands, literally they forget offline marketing channels and they invest all their money in social media marketing, you know, because it is a game changer, you know. So I have witnessed that the most open-minded entrepreneurs truly reinventing themselves since pandemic. For example, Brian Chesky, you know, has reinvented Airbnb's product since 2020, since pandemic. And nowadays, Airbnb is worth more than $100 billion because open-mindedness, you know? So speed and flexibility and convenience win all the time. So you know, since Brian co-founded Airbnb, he has been very active on Twitter. He was asking questions to Airbnb's users. He was improving Airbnb's product by leaps and bounds through listening, you know? So, Amanda, what is happening is that social media is a listening, reactionary business, human-based marketing. So Brian was smart enough just to connect with Airbnb's users to improve everything in the real time. And that resulted in the domination nowadays. So nowadays, consumers prefer choosing Airbnb over those luxury hotels that are truly exorbitant, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you something about how do I know what value I'm getting? I think if I go back in time, John Wanamaker, I think, once said, half of the money spent on marketing is wasted. I just don't know which half. So the question is, you know, how do I measure the ROI on all this stuff? Because a lot of people are, you know, they get the social media thing, but they're skeptical about what the exact results are.
Yeah, it's all about how many people care and you convert, you know? So it is all about building emotional connections, Michael. It's all about, because so many people, many brands struggle with building emotional connections, and only few brands have emotional connections with us, like Nike, because when we wear Nike, we know that we go faster, we will gain ground, go places, and move up in the world, because nothing is impossible when we wear Nike, because Nike has emotional connection with us, because Nike Just Do It commercial has changed Nike's business, because they used to send these motivational and galvanizing messages to their consumers by collaborating with top athletes, you know? So I also believe that Starbucks has emotional connections, Harley Davidson has emotional connections, and but in the digital age, those entrepreneurs who became more open-minded, and Elon Musk epitomizes this excellence of personal brand building. Elon is the greatest entrepreneur of our generation. I am very sorry that so many advertisers left X because Twitter has pros and cons, you know, regarding it. Of course, toxicity is this disadvantage of X, but on the other hand, it is a God's gift to modern professionals to create great content. Content distribution is free, Michael. Content distribution is free, whereas you used to spend a fortune in traditional media to reach global audiences like 20 and 30 years ago, you know? So content distribution is free. And my tweets used to reach 40 million people annually on X from year to year, you know, because I was creating great content, you know? So, nowadays, so many executives don't use social media for professional purposes to share their company updates, to connect with their consumers and to humanize their brands. That's why they still depend on the outdated knowledge that they gained at business schools. And you know that nowadays the world is faster because of the internet. And I think nobody cares about formal degrees. It's all about self-education. It's all about curiosity. It's all about lifelong learning. It's all about resilience, flexibility, and agility. So agility is one of the top drivers of success. And I love the quote of Jeff Bezos, who said that if you double the number of experiments you do per year, you are going to double your inventiveness, you know? So as we know, Amazon has always been consumer-centric, whereas Amazon competitors are competitor-centric. They are focused on what Amazon is doing. But Amazon has always been in the listening business. That's why they have always listened to its consumers, you know? I'm very honored that the most successful businesses, the most successful entrepreneurs, the most successful influencers are in the listening business, not in the talking business. So majority are in the talking business, only tiny minority are in the listening business. So if you want to stand out, if you want to be heard, if you want to be noticed, we need to be in the listening business. We need to work on our audience and to turn our audience into a strong community where they consumers make friendships, they create stronger bonds, which creates emotional connections, you know?
So human empathy, human innovation, and creativity reign supreme. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your insights with us today. Mike, do you have any last words?
I'm not sure if it's the same as it always was, but one thing for sure, it's more often and at scale, and you got to be involved. So there you go.
All right. Thank you so much, Vladimir.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to our audience for being with us today. Stay tuned next week.